Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. This is Mr. Rod Stewart bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend, Jim Alampi, founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website, and his book is Great to Excellent. It's the execution. Jim Alampi, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that when I was when my kids were growing up is they'd come to me and ask me a question. Of course, back in those days, we didn't have the internet. We had encyclopedias, right? And so they would get really irritated at me because they'd say, "Hey, Dad, what's so and so and so and so?" And I would say, "Well, what does the encyclopedia say about that?" "Oh, Dad, just tell me the answer." And I'd say, "Look, I got a couple thousand dollars invested in those encyclopedias. We're going to use them." and they would, and so we'd get the encyclopedia out, and they'd go, "Okay, Dad." And employees are a lot the same way, aren't they?
They sure are, Jim. And the problem is, in most entrepreneurial CEOs, they know the answer to the questions. The trouble is, they don't realize that it isn't their job to give people the answers. I mean, what happens if an employee walks into your office and asks you a question and you give them the answer today? What are they going to do tomorrow? They'll be back asking another question. So we've got to realize that it is not our job to give people answers. It's our job to ask people questions so they can start to think like us, be more critical thinkers, think it's like it's their own money, and then find out what the answers are. I used to, in all three of the public companies I led, I got into a habit where every 90 days or so, I'd walk into the office one morning, I'd take a blank sheet of paper, and during the day, I'd keep track of how many times did I give my people the answer, how many times did I ask them questions, divided by how many times did I give them the answer. What's my question-to-answer ratio? And for me, the idea was about 20 times more questions than answers. Because when I was asking my people questions, there was learning and growth taking place.
Right.
I wasn't just giving them the quick answer.
Well, one of the most powerful management CEO tools that I've ever found is to be able to say, "What do you think?" Ask this powerful question, and you can use it in so many ways. What do you think? What do you think?
Isn't that great? And I actually made it a seven-word statement question, and that was, "I don't know. What do you think?" And all of a sudden, it transferred that responsibility back to the individual. A lot of times, they already had what they thought was a pretty good answer. They were just looking for somebody to validate it. And, you know, unfortunately, nobody validates my decision. So this gets back to that whole decision-making we were talking about at the beginning, that, you know, you don't have enough information. You've got to, at some point, make a decision and move on.
Right. Well, and this also extends to the problem-solving situation, Jim, because I tell my folks, have always told them, don't bring me a problem unless you've also brought a solution that you've thought of. Even if you know, you're pretty sure, we're not going to use the one you come up with, I still need to start, when you bring me a problem, I need you to help me start somewhere. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right, and the trouble is most people, when they come in looking for that quick answer, they maybe haven't done as much homework as they need to, and that's what we're trying to get people to do, to think more critically and become more valuable to the company, because they're starting to approach these issues like we would as a CEO.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you recommend, Jim, and folks, Jim has operated a number of publicly traded companies, and he's operated startups, so he's been around the block. Jim, you say that CEOs should over-communicate. What do you mean by that?
You know, today, Jim, it takes the average human being, apparently, somewhere between 7 and 11 times to hear something before it usually sinks in and they get it. And so many times we think, well, gee, we told them, why didn't they get it? Well, people don't get things typically telling them once. You've got to repeat it, and after you've done 7 to 11 times, do another 7 to 11 times. It's one of the worst phrases that I ever hear in business, and that's this term over-communicate. And the reality is you can't over-communicate running a company. No matter how many times you tell your people, somebody's not going to get it, people won't remember it, whatever.
Right. You know, whenever I write an article, one of my little devices is to repeat myself in the article. Editors hate that. They don't like you to repeat yourself. And so whenever somebody's editing me in my work, they want to take that out. I said, let me tell you something. There's nothing. This is a point that I want to make sure people remember.
And that emphasis is critical. When I talk to groups of CEOs, when we're talking about this, one of the questions I always ask is, how many of you do employee surveys? You know, go out and survey your people and see what they think, how they're feeling. And lots of people do. And my next question is, how many times do you think you'll get a survey back from your employees where one of the things they don't want is more or better communication? And the answer is never. That'll show up on every employee survey anybody will ever do, no matter how many times you repeat it. So you can't over-communicate running a company.
Well said. Hey, Jim, I need your website one more time.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
And the book is called... go ahead.
Great to Excellent, It's the Execution.
Hey, Jim Alapi, come back soon. Good job today.
Hey, Jim, good to be with you.
We had a good time. Thank you for being here. Jim Alapi, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.